Okay. Now, I've seen a lot of parts of the sugya and a lot of Rishonim. Oh, I didn't bring my Sefer HaTrumas. Okay. No need. We'll... Okay. Let's just read the Mishnah, the Gemara. People have seen all sorts of problems in the sugya. And all these problems are just the tip of a big iceberg. Remember when I told someone we're learning Amavki, he says, oh, we learned that in sixth grade. Very easy. Amar Shnayim. Gozalti lecha mika. Mona. Veni yode eze mikem o ovu shal echa mikem hivki li mona veni yode eze hi. So what is it? There are... he stole from one or two people, doesn't know who. He owes a bikon to one or two people. Okay. Shnayim shekiru etzel echot, zemona v'zemosayim. Zoma shalim osam, zoma shalim osam, zemona v'zemona v'shayim murach. So obvious is a problem. Why is he paid to one with each one? Alma, so the Gemara begins with the Resh. Alma misfekim afkinim amon. That means he owes something to one or two people and he doesn't know to who he owns it. Each one comes individually to him. That's the way the Gemara thought. There's a bari v'shama. So, Yogtani knows his Zemon, and he loses. Zemon's Mechaber Ol Baraya. Lamrinu, Kumon Mechatz Zwar. Why don't we say Mechaber Mechaber Ol Baraya? Or Minu, Shnaim Shekidu Eitzel Zech, Zemon of Zemasai. Zemon of Shlemo Zemon of Shlemasai. Oh, Zemon of Zemon. Asha Yemunach, Achi Yavol Yo. So the Gemara is asking from the ratio of the ratio to the Sefer. What are you asking? Okay. You're asking the difference between Gezel? No. Gezel, the already sur consul rabban. And a chanami. If it would be me, Kiradin. So then, each one comes individually. It's Bari Veshema, Yisei Shema Adif. Baal comes along, Takanos Chachamim, a Knas, because it began through a Gezel. So, therefore, Knas, you have to pay. Gezel, the Ovedi Sura, Konsur Rabbana. Pikad, lo Ovedi Sura, lo Konsur Rabbana. Rami Pikad, not Pikad. No, Rami Gezal Gez. Pikon the Pikon the Tony Ratio. Over Shalach Mem, Hivkidet, Simon, many old days, and who knows it is Zemon, Zemon. Or Minu Shaim Shivkido. I'm a Rav. Ratio Nasik, Mishivkido, Obishtei Krichos. We have the two Gerses. The Havale Lemedak. Save Nasik, Mishivkido, Obakrach Echad, Lo Havale Lemedak. Says the Gemara. There's a difference between Krichachas and Shtei Krichos. That is where the Gemara is talking about Pikadon. Okay. The Gemara says, Gezal Gezal. Gezal to lechem mikem mone. V'eni yodeh eis mikem. Ovi shalechem mikem yifzgidim mone. V'eni yodeh eis. Nosin lezem mone, lezem mone. He gives, I'm going to teach one. I remember Gezla and Hamish and your days, my God. So, Zelma also goes, Zelma also goes, and Menach Zelim and Naomi Stalik. So, what's the difference? They're Arab Tarif. So, our Gemara was assuming that our Mishnah here can go bang to Rabbi Kiva and bang to Arab Tarif. I'm a slave of Omafkin, Ramino Kumor, Machazes War. I might have seen the whole Arab Tarif. Maybe our Mishnah is not going to wake up Tarif. Tanala dahi moder rab tarfen. The Tanala dahi moder rab tarfen. Omle shnaim gozal deyachem mekem. Veni odeh ezem mekem shenosin zemon a zemon. Hatsim de kotovile. Hacha babol hatsi hide shemaye. Okay. Now, I'm going to show them piyatz, mishmamim. So here, says Tosis, does the Gemara reverse itself? The Gemara has said two things, and that's going to be very key. Gemara has said, Gezel in our Mishnah is because of a knas, and it said, in Pikadon there's a difference, krichachas or shtei krichas. The Gemara says, it doesn't say Elo Amarava. And it doesn't say Elama Rava, means Rava didn't reverse himself. Doesn't mean he didn't totally reverse himself, or didn't partially reverse himself. We'll see. If you take a look, just a Mishpat and a Mitzvah, it says Knaz Kansul Chomi brings the Rambam. No, we'll see. The Rambam says Gezel comes of a Knaz. Gezel comes of a Knaz. So apparently the Gemara didn't reverse itself, according to the Rambam of Chol HaPachas. Gemara didn't reverse itself on anything. Okay. So, Gemara still keeps it, but Gemara says, when I'm chanting the Mishnahs. Amamar, hazm the kor tovile, halo matoe. What does he answer? You know, I'm a rab, halo shosik. What's on my own? Saveach. Mandom halo saveach, halo shtika kodo. Mandom halo shosik, shtika toach, halab kodo. What's the circle? Chochad yamina dilma. Hi, who am I? I'm a mark. Minyak zelu b'neihem u'mistalek. V'shaklu lo kulo v'azu. I'm a rab abba v'azu. I'm a rab kol sofek hinu achakilu lo yito v'nitu lo yachsu. Rav satim yaniach. I'm le abai le rova. Mi am a rab akiva. What did Rab Akiva answer? Tu rab tarfin. Lozu aderech motsu mide aveira. Ad shishan zezel chol echava echo. Okay. Comes in. What does Rabbi Kiva say? No. He says it's an Averi here. No. Once it's an Averi here, so because it's an Averi, he has to pay everyone. Alma. Wait 1 second. Because it's an Avera, so what happens if there's no Avera? What? So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, where there's an Avera, and I would say, so maybe, as I said at the very beginning, Gemara is asking a question, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Avera. Now, what is the Avera? That's a key point here. Is the Avera that he's holding on to money that's not his? Possible. And the Gemara says, wait a second, if I saw fake, whether I owe money or I don't owe money, why is that an Avera? It's a Motimoma Chavera override. There is no Avera. We raised such a possibility in the very beginning. Because the Gemara is now going on, no Avera there. That's Motimo Chavera override. Okay. Let's see the machlokas inside of Rab Tarfon and Rab Akiva. Gemara and Yavamis. Kiddush Echad Mechamish Chamesh Noshim. When Yodea is a Kiddush, I was Makadesh, one of five women, so I forgot who I married. Kolach, each woman says, Osi Kiddush. So, knows what? So, each one of these women is a suffocatious ish. So, knows and get Cholachas Viachas. So, suffocatious is, as far as it gets, goes, give to everyone. What do you do with a ksuba? So this is what Rab Tarfon says. Now, Rabbi Kiva Omer, ain't you derech motzi midei aveira? No. Motzvi de Avera. So what's the Avera? We'll see. So, Mora says, Kiddush Ktoni, says Mekadish, Bo'alo Ktoni, Gezel Ktoni. Gezel Acha Mechish, and Yodez Men Gezel, Kolecha Rochum Ozi Gotham, and Yerkzel B'nei Amistalik, they were ripped out of him. He won't make Enzu Derech Motzir Midei Avera. Shishan Kolecha Miacha. So Gezel is an Avera, and Kid, and Ksub is an Avera. And so, Gemara says, Kiddush Ktoni, Bo'al Loktoni, Gezel Ktoni, Lokach Loktoni. What happened if I bought something from one of five people, and each one says, this object in my hand, I bought from him, and I forget, and I don't know who I bought it from. I said, no. What's the mice of a ball locked on it? This is the came in the os of a mice magun, Regina also, he insulted her. Bikdushe beer, but mechanisha beer. Circle holtsi atzmo, mide avera velite lukulo. Wait a second. In Gezel, what's the avera taking the money? Here the avera is the way he was mechanisha. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah's only talked to Rabbi Kiva Amel, Ad Shisham Cholach Zuyach, Lochek Rab Tarv, Al Shem. Lo Nechaku Rab Tarv, Rabbi Kiva, Al Shalokach Mekach Mechamisha. If I taught a Mekach, Al Shalokach Mechamisha, Shom Rab Tarv, and Yerkzeh B'nei Amistadik. But if I did no Avera whatsoever, says even Rabbi Kiva, so where is the machlokas between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Tarfin? It's only if there's an Avera. The Avera is where the way the Chiyav Momon was set up. In Mekadosh Babiyah, the Chiyav Ksub was set up from the way he was Mekadosh. Kadosher again in Issud Rabbana. Gezel, the chiv was set up in the way by the lekicha, but lokach mecha me'echab me'yad me'chamisha b'nei adam. There is no isur aveir the way it was set up. How do we paskin? According to almost all Rishonim, not all, we paskin like Rabbi Akiva. But let's just see. How do we paskin? And if you take a look at the Rambam in Perek Tes Hilchos Ishus Halacha Chaf Aleph, and in Perek in Hilchos Mechira by Mekach, Rambam is very clear. Tetz Ishus, Kiddush Achas Michamisha Noshim, Perek Tetz Halacha Chaf Aleph. He says, Kiddush Achas Michamisha Noshim, Ve'enu Yodeh Ezman Kiddush, Chol Achas Men Omeretz Otsi Kiddush. He's also bekruvos kulov and also in gevul cholachas v'yachas. We have ksub achas b'nei umistalek. And kiddush b'biya, konsol tzol chachomim, shiten haksub el cholachas v'yachas. So, and what does the Ram say in Hilchas Gzela? He says the same thing. Knas konsol chachomim. Berek dalet. Give me Hilchas Gzela. What? Hilchos Gzela. What does the Rambam say? Here, Dal Gzela Lochates. Go to Echem Echamich and Yodem Yehu Hanigza, Bukhal Echem Echem Tov Omelo, Gazalti, Avpish and Shamedim. Hare call Echem Echem Nishbav, she said Gozo. Vedava Zeknasu, she consul Chacham. It's a knas that you pay everybody, even though each one individually is Bari Veshema. I know I'm Chayev. I created the Chiyuv B'Isser. The moment you're Chayim, you created the Chiyuv B'Isser, what do you have to do? You have to pay L'kol Echad V'Echad. But if you did, and that is a Knas. But if you didn't create the Chiyuv B'Isser, that's in Hilchos Mechira. The Rambam says here, Perchov Hilchos Mechira Halacha Beis. Halokech mecha meachor chamisha b'nei adam, kolech mehem tovei osu v'oma anihu bala mekach, v'eini yodea mimi lochach, meniach tmeh mecha b'nei umestalik. He just leaves it. But the Rambam adds, v'imho yechosi. Lifnim, he doesn't say, lo tzis yidei shamayim here. That's a very interesting thing here. What? Okay. What does he say? He doesn't say lotzei stam. Only if it's lifnim mishuras hadin. What does the chaser always mean? It's lifnim mishuras hadin. Let's take a look how he says our sugya. Bo lotzei yidei shemayim vav perak dalet. Hilch Gzela Halacha Yud. Dalek Gzela Halacha Yud. He says, Amal Ishnaim Gazalti Echam Ekem O Ovev Shil Echad. Doesn't say if he's a chassid. There's a chiyuv b'dei shemayim. Bezin can't enforce the chiyuv. Here in Mecca, he says if he's a chassid, maybe Gazan's never going to be a chassid. Okay, but. Yes, notice we're going to have to see. So this is all. No. So that's number one. Then we have Pikot. What about, but when he pays to all, both of them, there's a Nishba Venotel. Why is there a Nishba Venotel? And when does he pay? So here we have our Mishnah talking about Pikot. What about Halvah? Is Halvah the same Halvah or Halvah is not the same Halvah? And our Gemara, let's see how we paskin in Krichacha Shtei Krichos. Ches, Dalet He. It is Perkei Shaila Pikotin Halvah Dalet. It says like this. Shnaim shivkiru etalechot, zemeyav zemasayim. He says, why? He pay masayim, sharei hu posheya, hayolo lichto. He's a posheya. But if it is the kricha achas, he says, I'm not a posheya. Shnei kelim, echa god ve'echa kon. Ketuvuhu shnai. Za omani hu balapi. Okay. Okay, so only in the case of a poshaya. Nemasayim zamasayim. He says. Nefikach? Oh, he says. Okay, now. So, let's try to understand. In the case of, now, that's all, so. That means if I would just say this sum. So if I did something wrong, if I would just look at it like this sum, if I did something wrong, so then I have to pay l'cholecha v'yachod, and they collect with a shvua of a nishba v'not. If I did nothing wrong, so they don't. This is the way I would have said it if I was very simple. Okay. I told you, look in a Sefer HaTrumas. Someone give me for a second a Sefer HaTrumas. Does anyone have a Sefer HaTrumas? You don't have it. So I'll read that law. Okay. Where is it tough? What? Shar what? Shar Lamed. What? Tough Resh Tzadi. Okay, fine. Tough Resh. Hey, Levur Shnayim. Zomelo Masayim Elizabeth. Okay. He said. Now, what about, but here he's talking about a halva, a new case. He says, do we say halva equals it? Park Rava, the kind of shemafs in Mona Mishloma, shum pshiusa delehu. It's his pshiat, having a michlav shema, the mafkid, gabi mamoni, he has no lech. Save the kind of ashay yemunach, conscious school, which never crachacha. It's not his pshiat. Val korcha, but called tova mine, my, that toveya. But then of a machogas beinenu. I know I have a mina. The shavi adom milvel pikot. I'm of the opinion, milva is the same as pikot. Ula form him knows in the zemon or zemon. Hasha yemunach. Hechi domi. Vishulo shneem ki echot. They handed him together 300. Shomrulo. And at that point they said 200 is mine, 100 is mine. He said, that's shnei krichos. Tavilei, lemeidak, dog. He should have paid attention. They're standing there, each one knows that he's going with the gears of the riff. Each one knows 200. 100. And he told them. But it's two separate people. One is handing him two 100 bills, and the other is handing a single 100 bill. Okay. I know I borrowed 200 from one of you. Any of them even can. Or your chayva for all kolecha masayim. Demeinu poro. Mona heich osu sofek motzi midei vadai. He says, wait a second. I messed myself up. What is pshia? I did an aveira, or I messed myself up, and sofek is not and the sofek is not motzi midei vadai. He says, very interesting phrase. Sofek is not motzi midei vadai. But if I didn't mess myself up, and they met, who kshiyam milval peh, Haya milva b'shtar, lo bori b'shtar mi haya bala masai. And the shtar says, one shtar says, you borrowed 300 from Reuven and Shimon. And haya milva b'shtar, lo bori b'shtar mi haya bala masai. Havale kikrach echad, lo daik. Now, does this turn it into a milva b'shutfus or not? That we'll see in Rishon. Came lo pasha, nosan zemon or zemona, asha yemunach. Zorch iyun. Im chayav liten u kol echa masayim, and utzonu losa yidei shemayim, achan shalo pasha alayhem. In kricha achas, does he have to give losa yidei shemayim? He knows I owe 200 to one and one. I know that. And I didn't do anything. Is there din lotz yidei shemayim just because I know I'm chayiv? Is it such a loch? So posh. Ma'acholkim olay. Omrim shim ha'yom milva b'shtar av b'shikulam modim. Ani ba'al masayim. No, this is... Okay, now. Let us just... So what's the haloch and halva? Okay. Now, and there's another Gemara that they don't mention at this point, but Rishonim are going to bring it in. And so, let's take a look. And so, in Shaila Pikkurim, so if take a look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin. Makes it easy. Goes like this. Shnayim shefkidu etzalech zemona v'zemosayim. Baruch Mishneim Omer ani hu shefkadeti mosayim v'ashomer ein Omer eni odeya. Yishava kol echad mehem shehifkid. There's a shvua. Where's the shvua coming from? Says the Gra. Kmo chemveni is aloch chemveni alpin koso. Okay. What's halacha chemei al pinkaso? It goes like this. Let's take one case. I'll give it two separate cases. I have workers. And I have a foreman who's managing the workers. So I tell the foreman, you pay the workers, and then you'll give me the bill, and I'll reimburse you. Okay. At the end of the day, the workers come to me and say, we want to get paid. I go to my foreman, I said, you were supposed to pay. He says, I paid them. So, what do you do in such a case? So the Mishnah says, what do you do in such a case? They both, let's say, my total wages were 1,000 for the day. Foreman says, give me the 1,000 I paid. The workers come and say, give me the 1,000. We didn't get paid. So I pay 1,000 to each one, and each one has to take a shvua that he didn't get paid. That the chemveni takes a shvua, I paid them. The poelim take a shua, we didn't get paid, and I have to pay 1,000. Says the Gra, chemveni al pinkaso is the same thing as our Mishnah. That's where the shua is coming from. And he says, maybe that's a separate, there's a similar halach. I'm a middleman. And I tell the person, okay, someone gave me money to give him 100 kilo of flour. I owe him 100 kilo of flour. He gave me the money. I go to someone and I said, okay, you give him 100 kilo of flour and I'll repay you. So the person who I promised 100 kilo of flour comes to me and says, I never got it. You owe it to me. Or give me my money back. The store owner where I arranged the 100 kilo of flour, I gave him the 100 kilo of flour, you owe me money for the flour. So what's the halach in such a case? The halach in such a case is that I pay both. And they each have to take a shua. The one who I owe the flour to takes a shua, he didn't get it. The storekeeper who I told to give the flour, he takes a shua, he did give it. And I end up stuck paying double. But they have to take a shua. That's chem v'nei al pinkos. So one might have said, halach of chem v'nei al pinkos is only in that case. Is there a general klal? It's only in that case. If you take a look in the Gemara Shuas Mem Zayin Omid Beis, the Gemara and the Gra is, he says, Ushnei Malvim. What happens? You have the following situation. You have Shnei Kitei Eidim Machishim Zetzer. I have two Eidim who say, something happened. Ruvain Harak Shimon or Ruvain Hill Lova Mishim. And two Adim contradiction, Ruvain Loharak Shimon. So have one kind of Adim saying one and the other kind of Adim says the opposite. So one of those Katakite Adim is definitely lying. But we don't know which one. So each one comes in with a Cheskas Kashrus. Each one comes in with a Cheskas Kashrus. Each one comes in with a Cheskas Kashrus. So what do I do? So Rav Huna says, Zebo b'fnei Edom, each kat Edom is kosher. They have a chazoka. We have a sofek of a chazoka. They have a Cheskas Kashrus. That sofek of something happened. So you leave the chazoka. Each one's kosher. But let's say there's a shtar with one an aid from one and aid from the other. So you know that, but you know the two aid in that star, and one is definitely possible. So you know the star is no good. They can't come together. One aid from one aid from each one can't come together. Each zebo of neid. Okay. So what happens, you have the following situation. You have a malva, two malva. Let's say. Two malva, each one is a star, that this lova owes them 10,000 shekel. On one shtar is one kadegim, one shtar is another kadegim. So you know one shtar is kosher and one shtar is possible. And the lova says, I don't owe you anything. But you know he definitely owes one of the two, each as a shtar. And you don't know which star is good. Comes along the Gemara, give me a Gemara, and Gemara says, that's Chem v'nei al pinkoso. I know I owe one of the two. Bezdin knows I owe one of the two. Not I know. Bezdin knows I owe one of the two. Bezdin doesn't know which one I owe. So each malva takes a shvua. Chem v'nei al pinkoso. Now wait one second. Let's that cycle that into our halacha here. Chem v'nei al pinkoso. I know I owe one of them. And the Gra, and we will see Rishon and compare it. But wait one second. We had Gezel, and we had Kedushin. I know I owe one of the two. I don't know which one of the two I owe. So If the chiyuv was created by doing something wrong, there's a gezel mekadesh bebia. So I pay both. And it's knas konsul chachom. In the case of pikodin, what is it? I was a posheya. I did something wrong. I know I won of the two. So I pay double. That I understand. In the case of mekach, I didn't do anything wrong. Put it down. Nostalgic. In case of kiddush bekesef, kiddush b'shtar, I didn't do anything wrong. Put the ksuba down. Nostalgic. That is very, very clear. But now comes the Gra, and we'll see a bunch of Rishonim, and says, wait one second, where's the Shua coming from? It's a Nishba V'Notel. Well, you can't just invent a Nishba V'Notel, it's a Shua, it's a Mishnah. You can't just invent them. It has to be in a Mishnah somewhere. So it says, Shnaim Shevkidei Tzelechot, Zemona V'Zem. So Gra says, oh, that is Chamini Al Pinkosa. Wait one second. Where is the thing wrong in Chamini Al Pinkosa? Number one. And number two, nothing seems to be wrong in Chamini Al Pinkosa. What happened? I have a foreman. I told him, pay the workers, and I'll reimburse you at the end of the day. Pay the workers, I'll reimburse you at the end of the day. I didn't do anything wrong. It's a very simple business arrangement. I'm busy. The foreman's managing the workers. He knows who worked and he knows who didn't work. I don't know who worked and who didn't work. At the end of the day, they say they didn't get paid. At the end of the day, he said he did pay. I didn't do anything wrong, but I pay double. Wait, so why do I pay double? I didn't do anything wrong. Now, if you take a look in the Rishonim there, in the seventh parak of Shavuos, they say like this. There are two types of Nishba V'Notels. There's a Nishba V'Notel where Minadin I have to pay, except they made a Takana Drabonin only in the case of a Shua. And it's Takana Drabonin where I really don't have to pay, but Chachom say Al Yidei Shua I have to pay. They say Chemini Al Pinkoso is what? Really, Al Pidin, I don't have to pay. But they said to pay Al Yidei Shua. Wait a second. I understand why I don't have to pay. L'chora. Why? Because I didn't do anything wrong. If I don't do anything wrong, I don't have to pay. So why in the world did they make such a takana there? And they didn't make such a takana by Mekach, by Kedusha Yisha. When do you have to pay double? When don't you have to pay double? And comes along the Gra and says, you know something? That's this Har Gemara is coming up and costs you pay double and take a shua. Where's the Gemara coming from? Obvious question. Maybe. Yes.
Concerning the first question, isn't the case of the Shulchan Aruch where it's steak replaced?
Okay, fine. Yeah. That means Pasha. That's not my question. Let's go back to what I said. Gezel, he did something wrong. Kiddush Bebiyah, he did something wrong. Shtei Krichas, he did something wrong, right? Why? One moment I do something wrong, I have to pay double, right? And they say, well, and this is just like, but in case of Mekach, Dushay Kesef, I didn't do anything wrong, I don't pay double, right? Chemik Pinkaso and Shtei Shtaros. What's Shtei Shtaros? Out of these two Kitei Edim, 6 months ago in Besdin, what did they do? They contradicted each other. So we know one of them is wrong. 3 months ago, I'm a lover, there's a malva, there's a shtar. Do I know what happened 6 months ago in Besdin? I don't know what happened 6 months ago. Before I have a shtar, I don't have to go through all the court records everywhere to check. Two fine, upstanding Jews come in front of me and say, well, we're Edom on the Shtar, fine. Then when I come to Beth and say, wait a second. 6 months ago, these people lied in front of us. We don't know who. Okay? And the lova pays double. Why is the lova pay double? As far as Benz is concerned, one of the two, what did I do wrong? Lova didn't do anything and he pays double, right? Chemi up in Kosso, he pays double. Did he do anything wrong? Didn't do anything wrong. So now we have to establish when you pay, the halach is when you pay double, there's a shvua. That's clear. But the question is, when do you pay double, when you don't pay double? If I took my Gemara on the face of it, I put that Gemara together with the Gemara in Yevamos. Okay, I understand where it's coming from. At the moment the chi was created, biaveira, then you have to pay double fine. That's so we have all these cases. We have three averis, two non-averis, three averis you pay, two averis you don't pay, right? Wonderful. For some reason, they may be a... But then there's Chemvei Al Pinkasa. Wait 1 second. Are they the same or they're different? What's the klal when you pay double and you don't pay double? That's the problem. In Gezel, the Rambam says, Knat Kontzul Chachomen, right? In Kedushei B, he says, Knat Kontzul Chachomen. Our case, he says, Harei Posh, he doesn't say it's Knat Kontzul Chachomen, pay, pay double. Right? Let's just try to see where we're at. So, now, there's a Shua. So there's a Shua. Where's the Shua coming from? It could be simply... Maybe. Wherever I pay double, the people take away from me have to swear. This, I pay double here for one reason, I pay double here for a different reason. And, okay, fine. Then we have to say, when do you pay double and when you don't pay double? And the comparison to Chemin Al Pinkasso, which we'll see, you will find in Rishonim, is just wherever you pay double, you take a shvua. If you take a look in Hilchos Malva Velova, what does it say? Now, Malva Velova goes like this. I involve in Shulchan Aruch, where we're dealing with the Sefer HaTrumas. Now we get on to the Sefer HaTrumas. Echad shelova mishnayim bevasachas. Lova bevasachas. Mizem mono mizem asayim. Well, do you? He's quoting here. What? The Shulchanoruch Simrayin Vov. Lumi shaha mono. This is the Sefer HaTrumas. Mio yoham asayim. Sheboim lotovo omer kol echad shelihe. Amasayim, who ain't a yodeya, eza balamon, eza balamasayim. Zerach liktein kol echa mosayim. Achash and nishba. Kol echa. Okay, amoyim milva bishtash, osu shtar oleh, machzik shlosh mel, so deal with echa mel, echa mosayim, and also zemon, zemon, of asha yemunach. Okay, shtar so, says, comes in, and this is halacha tur b'shem rosh. The Be'agol says tur ken kaza bala trumis midin shnayim shefkidu etzalechot from farsh b'gemara. Says the Be'agol the kevin shudu mitchila havele k'posheya. He's a posheya shlo. If I have to know who I owe money to, shlo dictate b'dova. V'iu if sedar nafshe. We have a call me lovisi me echa me ke mosayim v'eni odeh mihu. That's who kolech. She tzorach lite me kolech me mosayim. Come. Says the Gra. Come on, she calls him shop. Romi pikod na pikod. It's pikod na pikod. Reg she nazke me she hivki. V'hu adim behalva. Come on, she calls him sefer trumas. Shem a Ramban. Ayin shem baruch. Why do you take a shvua? Chemi al pinkasa. Then the Gra says, Af al gaf, shimahoye echo mehem levad, each one by himself would have asked for it. Hoye toano. Hoye toano ain't tzorach lishova. He won't have to swear. Wait 1 second. Why would he have to swear? I asked for 200, you say 100, I know 100, I don't know. You don't know why? Take one of the Ramban. There's no chiv shvua. But if they come together, so then it becomes chameh because. Says the Gemara. What is the case of the Sefer Tumas? I come up to you and say you owe me 200. Say 100, and you say 100. I know 100. I don't know. And it's a case of kricha krach echt. He says shtei krichas. But I know, is this shtei krichas or kricha? Everyone agrees. I only owe 300. Everyone agrees I only owe 300. So if I look at it from the point of view each individually, so there's no chiyuv shvua. For some reason, it's not like chamshin yodayna, because it would be like chamshin yodayna, chamshin lo yodayna. I'd have to pay without a shvua. But here, no, it's like chem v'nel pinkoso. So each one by himself, I wouldn't have to pay. They come together, I know I definitely owe 300 to, between them, since I'm a posheya, so I pay double. But they have to come together. Shtei krichos. But I can't say, listen, you both agree, where did the Ramban say? I can say you both agree that I only owe 300. So fight it out between the two of you. No, if I'm a posheya, I can't say that. I have to pay double. That's what our Gemara says. If you're a posheya, you pay double. You pay double. And it's not, and I need a shvua, because each one individually, he can say, it's not chamshin yodayna, chamshin lo yodayna, as the Ramban says, because I say, fight it out between the two of you. In jumps the Shach. He says, wait 1 second. So he says, Ken Kozov Atur B'Shem HaRosh. He doesn't like it. I think the Rosh is wrong, says the Shach. Well, the Tur is wrong. Why? Because what's the case here? The case here is they didn't give it in one envelope. They gave it in two envelopes, right? They gave it in two envelopes. So according to the Rif, that's Shtei Krichos. According to the Rosh, Zebef Nezeh is Kricha Achas. He said, so must be, says, that the Tur says the difference between Halva and Pikot. I say there is no difference in Halva. Okay. So now, I outline. There's a basic issue here. Now, and says the Gra, it is all, this is Chem, why is there Shvua? Chem and Pinkas. Boom, again. But not so simple to compare it to Chem and Pinkas. Chem and Pinkas, L'chora, I didn't do anything wrong. What did you do wrong? The answer, so what's the answer for all you intelligent young men? But wait 1 second. Let's look at what Chemi Pankosa really is. As far as the poem go, do I have to pay them or I don't have to pay them? Before there's Takanas Chachom, do I have to pay the poem or not? Of course I do. Why? Yes, Reb Simcha? Ain't no damn parite. They worked for me. They worked for me. They did an honest day's work. They worked for me. What happened? Someone else was supposed to pay. I don't know whether he paid. Simple aloch. Any odeim. Right. Now, the foreman comes to me and says, I paid. You will have to reimburse me. So what is that aloch? Any odeim. Nischayavti. At this point, we should be able, that this should be a tip of our fingers. Right? So, for some reason, Chazal made a takana. Boom. Okay. So Chazal made a takana. I'll have to scream a little louder. Chazal made a takana, and this, even though one is a new day in this chayavti, and one is a new day in paraiti, you pay both. Why did Chazal make such a takana? Chazal made such a takana for a very simple reason. There's another fact that goes simultaneously. Chazok is shliachos or shlichuso. Comes along the chenveni, the foreman, says, the chazok. And, okay, usually chazok, now, all of a sudden, so what do we do? Any of them parayti. Somehow that becomes all part of this big chant. But wait one second. But the Gemara compares it to the two shtaris. Let's get all of our cases here. One shtar is good, and one shtar is no good. So each one by itself, Bezin's going to collect. But the lover says, wait one second. I want to put two of these dentoras together and one of these two. Well, if I put two dentoras together, the lover says, only one, I want to put them together rather than separate them. So it's the opposite. In certain cases, if each one came by themselves, I'd be potter. Here, if each one came by themselves, the lover would be chayiv. The lover says, no, I don't want you coming by yourselves. I want you coming together. And therefore, you're going to come together. So, only one of these two, if both of those shtaros are on the table in front of Bezin together, I know only one shtar is good. On the other hand, it may be I owe both. In the case of Chemiel Pinkoso, I only own one of them. In the case of Halva, I only own one of them. In the case of Pikod and Halva, get all these other cases, I only want them. Here, Ena Hanami. One of the two Shtaris is right, but there's a possibility out there. I may owe both. It's all different. And somehow we're going to have to figure out in this whole chant, whether or not, what is the rule when you pay double and you don't pay double? The Shvuah of Chen V'Yal Pinkoso. What is the Takonis Chachomim here? Somehow all cases are the same or just a separate case? Separate halacha. When you pay double, you have to take a Shvuah. Each one for its own logic. Could be. Each one for its own logic. Different logics. Why you pay. But the rule is whenever you pay double, you have to take a Shvuah. Or there's something, it's not a shiva between all of them. And then we have to worry, like, you only pay double l'chora if, for some reason, you did something wrong. You see that from Mecca Chanisha. In the case of the two shtaris, you didn't do anything wrong. Why is he paying double? Why is it like Chemi El Pinkoso? He didn't do anything wrong. And, okay, this is all part of trying what the sugya begins to look at this point. And then we'll get into the other part. So this is the beginning of the sukkah. Then we get into the sukkah, why there's no water b'mikzas here. That's the second part of the sukkah. Okay. This is the outline we'll be doing. I think I try to outline a lot, just there's a lot in the table, but if you boil it down, it's not that. Each of different cases are very similar things with certain differences. We have to see and put it all together how it works. There's one final thing. Interesting growth.
Yeah.
And Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda. You take a look in Hilchos Gzeila V'Aveda. Where am I here? Perek Dalet. Hagozu Echad. Okay. Nishba can't cause a rib for harosh perek hamafk. Tam, why do you take the shvua in the case of gezel? The klalu l'chol notul maos mechavera pidibura. Whenever I collect money without a rayas edim or without a hodas baldin, I have to swear. That's the rule, says the Kesef Mishnah. Tzarchi Shava. Inami, the cave in the Medina Potter. Minadini's Potter, al Mishum di Ovid Isura Atok. Consul and royal consul is Shalim below Shua. There's no. Minadin and Potter. But they made a separate knas because I did something wrong. I have to pay. So therefore, it's only b'shvua. I don't owe the money. And it's a knas. Okay. Jumps in the grua. What's he talking about? It's chamel pinkosu. Bishos is wrong. Wait a second. Apparently Bishos is saying, it ain't so simple. Okay, this is the outline of what we'll be doing for a few days.